Our next guest, one of the busiest people in show business. He's got a Netflix special that came out last year that's terrific called What a Day. He appears as a semi-regular on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He's got a summer tour that includes a trip to the Casino Ballroom at Hampton Beach on August 4th, podcasts, his radio show, and a brand new book entitled We're All in This Together, So Make Some Room. We're happy to welcome Tom Papa back to downtown.
How's it going?
Outstanding. How are you? You are a busy man.
Yeah. I know. I gotta change that. Time to quit some stuff.
Well, hopefully not until we get done with this.
All right.
Well, let's talk about the book because it's so good. We're all in this together. So make some room. Realization that has come to you, as wisdom does as the years go by, that we're all dealing with the same kind of nonsense.
Yeah, when the nonsense is called being a human being. And there's no... we all seem to think that we're the first one to go through it, but it turns out that people have been figuring out life for centuries. And I just started noticing all like the rules that are already laid out there for us. And that if you just follow them, your life will be a lot easier. Simple things like the cocktail hour. Very simple concept. I know it's goofy. I know there's a lot of bad t-shirts, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere and all that, but it really works out. Like, that is the perfect time to start drinking. People tried it probably at noon for a while. That didn't work out so great. There's a lot of drunken office harassment. People tried drinking later at night, and that didn't work out. People were angry at the dinner table with their family. 5 o'clock, perfect. So why try and reinvent it?
Though even when it comes to the cocktail hour, as you point out in the book, it's very important to know things like where not to order a martini.
Right. Another great rule. You don't order a martini at a NASCAR race. You don't order it in an Irish bar. Those are not the places that they don't care about martinis. They don't care about people who drink martinis. You're in a steakhouse in the middle of Chicago, sure, martini time. Wrigley Park, Wrigley Field, no. Then you're just looking to get a punch in the face.
Tom, is there anything that says America like the brunch buffet?
Oh, good Lord. No, unfortunately. No, that is everything that's right and wrong with us. We love a good idea. We love celebrating stuff. We love excess. And then we go just bonkers with it. And it turns into a horrible experience.
And I thought for sure that would be something that wouldn't survive COVID.
I thought for sure that one of the blessings of COVID, other than not having to visit our families every holiday, was going to be that there'd be no more cruise ships and no more buffets. And it turns out I was wrong in both accounts.
Yeah, and in the worst case scenario, you combine the two of them, a buffet on a cruise ship.
Yeah, on a cruise.
Which is, that's got to be the eighth circle of hell right there.
Yeah, exactly. So now you're stuck on a cruise with people licking E. coli off their fingers and then grabbing the tongs that they're taking their limp pancakes out of the bin that you're going to grab next. Yeah, that is, I thought COVID was going to cure that, but people can't be stopped. They literally can't be stopped. And let me be clear, the book is bad examples too. It's not all like, let's do what that guy does, you know. I know for a fact that I'm never going to jump off a trampoline into a ceiling fan because I've seen people do that repeatedly on TikTok.
I laughed early on in the book because we had Stephen Tobolowsky, the wonderful character actor, comes on with us quite a bit. And a recent visit, he was saying that he got dealt the worst, what he considers the worst job in the house, stirring the peanut butter. And I would say you must agree with that.
Yes, that is a battle. I've been married for 23 years, and that is a battle I continue to wage About once a month. I don't like it. There's nothing wrong with Jif. Just buy it, and we don't fight with the oil and the spinning and the... Rain Wilson from The Office just sent me a video of him stirring the peanut butter because he lost the fight.
Now, our producer, Kerry, though, has come up with what he thinks is the solution. Kerry, what's that? How do you do it again?
I hated the job. My wife wouldn't do it. And so I started using an electric mixer. I use one beater off the electric mixer. And just drop it in the jar and use that. You just have to go slow so the oil doesn't splatter everywhere at the beginning, but it makes it a lot quicker and simpler. Still not enjoyable, but simpler.
This sounds like a disaster.
or
like a terrible idea. I guarantee I put it in and now there's oil not just on me and the jar, it's also on the fridge and the ceiling. and then you got to clean that. You got to clean that mixer arm filled with gloop.
Well, see that. Yeah, I just pass that off to my wife. The clean, the goop cleanup is her job, not mine. I did the stirring. I'm done.
What is wrong with some Jif? America was built on it. It's smooth. Someone already did it. It doesn't even have peanuts in it. Just open it and spread it.
There you go. We're talking with Tom Papa here on Downtown. His new book is called We're All in This Together, so make some room. Check out his recent special on Netflix. It's great. What a day. Now, Kerry, my producer, also has a love-hate, maybe mostly hate relationship with his cat. And so I was sharing with him your belief that, among other things, your cat is changing your password and generally wreaking havoc when you're not paying attention.
They're very sneaky. They're very manipulative. They're adjusting your scale to make you look fat. They're always doing horrible things. They're very sneaky, very passive. While the dog's getting yelled at for all of the barking and all of the walking and all of the dumb things, the cat is quietly messing with your checkbook.
So the book is so funny, and yet I also found myself getting a little emotional in reading the wonderful essay about your grandfather.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was a nice one. I think that came out okay. It's that's why I like writing the books. You know, I'm out doing stand-up all the time and have specials and all that stuff, and it's great, but it's nice to kind of express yourself in a different way, and it doesn't always have to be a laugh. I mean, I'm not going to, even on that one, I get a laugh at the end, but there's nothing wrong with kind of exploring those other sides. And he was great. He was probably the closest to a comedian in the family. I didn't have anybody in the arts, but he was a great storyteller. And when he got older and had some issues and couldn't really tell those stories anymore, I remember as a young person, it was pretty devastating.
I'm a big baseball fan. I sure hope somewhere out there is an actual Ray the Mouth Kreiner.
Me too. They do exist. They absolutely do exist. Not that much of an exaggeration.
Well, you got so much going on, and then I'm watching Air, and I did a double take. But that's Tom Papa. You're everywhere.
I am. I think I'm in need of a trip to the Jersey Shore with no phone and maybe just a bunch of fried food, maybe some bagels. I need to park on the beach and not work for a minute.
I think that would be a great idea. Well, you'll be close to a beach. You're up here in New England, August 4th at the Casino Ballroom at Hampton Beach. Is it a busy summer for you on the road?
I didn't take too much for it. I tried to downshift a little bit, but I do have some fun summer shows. I'm going to that Hampton Beach, and I'm going to the Hamptons in New York. I'm doing one in Delaware and Anaheim, like fun outdoor gigs, just a couple of months. And then in the fall, I'll start off and start going like the regular almost every weekend through Christmas.
And will you be back on Wait, Don't Tell Me anytime soon?
Yes, absolutely. I think I'm going in a couple of weeks. Last summer, was when Peter got COVID, and I ended up filling in for 3 or 4 weeks in a row.
Right.
And hopefully he stays healthy, because that's not an easy gig. That was actually during my vacation last year. And it's a tough thing when you've got to come in on the middle of vacation and tell your wife that you're leaving for 4 more days.
That's a pretty good gig, though, I would think. We actually, we talked to Josh Gondelman recently, right before he filled in, because Peter was on paternity leave.
Right. Yeah, I filled in during that also. It's a really fun gig. I like being a panelist more. I think Peter is a great host, and I was happy to help. And it's kind of like a dream come true, because I loved that show for so long. To be able to host it was great. But to roll in as a host, when you do the host thing, you got to go in for like 4 days, and you got to write with the writers and all that stuff. Then when you come as a guest, you get off the plane, you go right to the theater. You don't even have to read anything. You just act like a wise ass for a while, and then you're out of there.
Do you find any time to cook?
Yes, I always kind of judge how much I'm home by how much I'm baking.
Good.
Like right now, I have 4 loaves of sourdough bread on the counter, and 2 more getting ready to go into the oven. So my neighbors and my friends are very happy, and that means I'm home for a week.
Oh, that's fantastic there. I was thinking, too, we must have had a similar fashion consultant in our youth when you described yourself in the book as with bangs, plaid pants, and suede shoes. Now, I had the plaid pants, but they were really fashionable because they were the bell bottoms.
Oh, yeah. That was a good look. Our moms really were looking out for us back then.
Yeah, I found it made me stand out when all the guys were on one side of the gym and the girls were in the other, with none of us daring to ask anybody to dance in middle school.
No, especially when your mom made you tuck your tight shirt in and wear a belt.
Yeah, and a belt that was about...
hanging over the side.
Was it that belt that was about 4 inches wide?
Yeah, I think mine had an Evel Knievel belt buckle on it.
Oh. Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, the girls really went crazy for that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, some things never change right there. Well, Tom, it's great to catch up with you. I love the book. We're all in this together. So make some room. Check out Tom's special if you haven't seen it already. What a Day on Netflix. Listen on Sirius XM Radio. You just never know where Tom's going to show up. It's great to catch up with you, and we'll do it again down the road when you find some time.
You too. Thanks for reaching out. It's always good to circle back with you, and have a great rest of your summer.
Tom Papa with his book is so good, and the special, yeah, they're always great. What a Day on Netflix.